With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill that sets stricter standards on greenhouse gas emissions has passed the House and now moves on to the Senate, but at what cost to growers? Before passage, amendments for House Bill 1144 were debated, and 15th District Representative David Taylor says talk is cheap when we have better alternatives.
As a matter of fact, it's the House Republican Caucus that has a plan, 2293, that will have true reductions, that relies on reducing carbon and reforestation. We have a plan, but instead, we're here tonight debating benchmarks, and the inconvenient truth is there's no technology now or on the horizon that will ever meet them.
Taylor says we should really consider the consequences of such a bill.
When we look at the urban areas of Washington State that rely on the rest of Washington for fresh produce and fresh vegetables, we drive those goods to the urban areas, and now we're going to potentially increase the cost of that, which has a direct impact on our low-income families and, frankly, as we hear all the time, the single moms.
Taylor says the impact would hit growers especially hard.
We do things for certain industries in this state. We don't actually look forward to consider what votes we take here impact those industries, and what happens when they leave? What happens when they leave? And I guess when we're here tonight, turn the lights out, because Washington-based industry is done.
The gentleman's time is up.
The House passed the measure along party lines 50-48. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.